Excellent. I thank you so much for the opportunity. I also want to thank the team, Ari, and all the guys that make this engine work. And to every leader who has gotten up in the morning and has altered the course of your day, I want to thank you as well. I said before, whenever you pose a question, what is life? You can always respond by saying one word. Life is time. It's seconds and minutes and days. And I certainly appreciate all of the segments of your life that you're dedicating to spend some time with us this morning. I'm going to jump right into the call, and I want to begin with it by asking a question that was posed in a survey. A recent survey was conducted where the respondents were asked to say the first thing that came to their mind. You've seen these word associations on television numerous times. I think they're popular in every psychiatrist's office. They show you a picture and you say what comes to your mind. Well, in this particular case, they gave them a word and said, "Tell us what color comes to your mind." And the word was banana. Banana. Think about it. Just for a second, think of the first color that comes to your mind when you think of banana. Now, if you're like 72% of the people, 72% of the respondents in the survey said yellow. When they said, "What color is a banana?" they immediately said yellow. 20% said green. They probably were picturing a ripe banana. They said green. So there were 5% that said speckled. That it was either some combination of yellow and black or some combination of yellow and green. Only 3% of the respondents in that survey got the answer correct just by that initial association. 3% said white. Because when you think about it, a banana is not yellow, a banana is not green, a banana is not speckled. That's the color of the banana peel. It's not the color of the banana itself. And many people associate the peel with the banana when that's the furthest thing from the truth. The peel is the thing that you're going to throw away. It's not edible. You don't digest it. You don't prepare any meals for it. You just take it off, toss it in the trash, and you enjoy the fruit on the inside. Well, I mentioned that because when you're talking about home-based businesses and when you're talking about this entrepreneurial endeavor that every one of you've undertaken, then you're going to come in contact with most people that have peel mentalities. They're only going to talk about the negative components that don't have anything to do with the reason why you joined a company in the first place. Now, if you know anything about what we do, if you've been on these training calls before, you know that I'm big on acronyms. At simplysuccess.com, we've copyrighted over 5,000 acronyms. And PEEL is an acronym that identifies the mentality of most people. Most people are hung up on four key components that are just poor thinking. And it's one of the things that we've got to correct when we're talking about building teams and downlines. That PEEL says that most people are focused on problems, emotions, egos, and losses. PEEL. Problems, emotions, egos, and losses. When you talk to individuals, they'll typically tell you about every negative situation that's happened in the previous business or with the previous team or the previous leader or their previous venture. That's not necessary. Again, that's the throwaway talk. That's the peel talk. And as leaders, our job is to gear people away from peel talk, which dominates the headlines every day. It's the way that we've been trained to communicate and speak. We only talk about the negative. Remember, on the newscast, you'll watch. I don't care what city you live in, where you reside. Turn on your local news and you'll know that the most negative news that you can find is always going to lead. In fact, on the stations, they say that if it bleeds, it leads. Give us the most gory, ugly details, and that's what we want to present in front of the general public first. Well, it's just the opposite when you're running a home-based business. It's just the opposite when you're an entrepreneur. When you're building a team and you're sharing a vision, the first thing that has to happen is peel talk, peel thinking, and peel mentality has to be eliminated. Because again, think about that banana. It may start off green, then it transitions to yellow, then it becomes speckled, and then of course it becomes black, and all, you know, and the list goes on. That means that peel is always going to change. So are our circumstances. So are our difficulties. So are our challenges. Those things are all temporary. They do not define why we decided to take on the mantle of being a business owner. I don't care who you are or where you come from. When you make that decision to be a business owner, there will be circumstances, and those circumstances are going to change from time to time. Our goal however, is to keep everyone that is working with us, looking up to us, that is mentored by us, not to focus on the peel, but on the contrary, focus on the fruit. The fruit are the five key components that every person who is starting a business, who owns, that's an entrepreneur from any walk of life, it is the five key components that make them who they are. It's the reason why we're in the business. And if you ask someone, why are you in the business? And you're going to be asked this question as well. You want to focus on the fruit. Fruit is the five key components that tells everyone why you've decided to join the company that you've decided to join. It's the reason why you placed on that mantle and you said to yourself, I'm going to be a rep. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to make it happen. Well, that F in that fruit acronym stands for freedom. I think I mentioned this in the previous call that a study has been conducted to show that 79% of all Americans, almost 8 out of 10, do not like going to work on the job they've got right now. That means they're getting up in the morning, they're going somewhere they don't want to go, they're doing something they don't want to do, and they're working with people that they don't want to work with. So the reason that you have taken on the role of saying, you know what, I am going to start and launch a home-based business and I've already decided exactly what direction I'm going to go. You did that because you wanted the freedom. You wanted at some point to be freed from the bondage associated with that daily 9 to 5, that job that you just got because you had to get it to pay the bills and it was something that was available to you. You could do it even though you didn't like it. You did it anyway. Well, that's the component that you're going to come in contact with so many people. Again, at least 8 out of 10 who are going to feel like you have felt before, and you become their mentor because you are on a path to freedom. You are doing for them just the same thing as every other freedom fighter has done for people that followed them. You're giving them a path to be free. To be free from what? To be free from that job they don't like, from that situation they're trying to get away from all of the bondage associated with living from paycheck to paycheck. The journey that you're taking is not a journey that you're taking just because you want to do something different. No, it's a journey that you're taking because you want to be free. So fruit talk is freedom talk. It's first freedom talk. It's being able to articulate to the people that we come in contact with. And again, in future calls, we'll talk about the specifics of the how to do this. But I think everybody knows some of the basics. The goal is, listen, we want to do this so that we can be free. Just think of a life where no boss is telling us what to do. Think of a life where nobody's is calling you saying, hey, I thought you said you were going to be back in today and you're not here. And when they're not asking for a doctor's note. Listen, a doctor's note to say why you were not at the office. Again, nobody likes that. No adult wants to be in a position where they've got to turn in all their written paperwork just to show why they couldn't make it to work on a particular day. But freedom is what we promote. That R in our fruit acronym is relationships. Remember, many people are doing a job they don't like. They're working with people they can't stand, and they're working for a company that just pays their bills. Well, when we're talking about the benefit of being an entrepreneur, this role that you've taken now to say, you know what, man, I'm in with it. This is what I'm going to do for every day. I'm going to follow this path and I'm going to work and blaze this trail. Well, you're doing that because you can build relationships. Think of all the people that you've met just as when you made that decision to become an entrepreneur. Think of the people that you've met along the way. I mean, we can just think about a few of them that we know right now. The relationships that you've built with your leadership, the people that have said, I'm with you, I stand by you, I'm here for you. Even the fact that Reese decided, let's do a call today to make sure that we can keep everybody motivated and pumped up. Those are all products of relationships. There are many of you that I have yet to see. And at some point we will see each other and we'll have an instant rapport. We'll laugh and we'll joke because we have built a relationship. You feel connected to me. I feel connected to you. And everyone wants to build and develop effective business relationships. And that's what doesn't happen when you're sitting in a cubicle. It doesn't happen when you're chained to a desk. It cannot happen when you've got a specific assignment to do every day. And if you don't do that, you're going to can you, then you don't have the opportunity to build unique and long-lasting relationships. That U in our fruit acronym is for understanding. the training calls, the development, this, the everything about being an entrepreneur, everything about running your own show. It's all about growing in knowledge. It's gaining that understanding. If you've ever done something, I don't care whether it's change oil, or change a tire, if whatever you do, there's an understanding has to be there in order for you to feel good about what you're doing. The beautiful part about this type of entrepreneurial journey that you've taken is that every single day, you're going to learn the types of components that are going to help you grow individually, the types of things that are going to help you grow as an individual and keep thriving and being the best you can possibly be. We talk about a daily call that's upcoming, and it is, and you'll get information about it over the course of this weekend, the number to dial and all those types of things, so where you can receive daily information that helps you grow and then helps you grow other people. It's all about that understanding. The I in our FRUIT acronym is simply for that inspiration. Think about the times that you didn't feel great and somebody picked you up. You may be the one that's the picker upper, or you might be the one that needs to pick me up. It depends. Again, that's the peel component that changes all the time, but the fruit is inspiration. It means no matter what you're going through, one of those byproducts of the relationships is you've got people that can inspire. As a leader, there are going to be individuals that you recruit to your teams, and they're going to look to you for inspiration. They're not going to look to you for negativity. They're not going to look to you to tell them what they're not doing. They're not going to look at you so that you can tell them everything that you wish they were doing better. No, they're going to look to you for the inspiration. They're going to want that pat on the back. They're going to want that uplifting component that makes them feel better. There is a great book Dale Carnegie wrote it many years ago, called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one of the key components there is inspiration. People expect to be inspired, and they gravitate to those who are inspirational. Tomorrow, people will be going to church on Sunday, and everyone's going to get excited about that preacher in the pulpit because they expect to get some inspiration from him. The same token, there'll be people that connect with you, and you're going to be their leader, their mentor, their guide, their confidant. And the thing that they want most is inspiration. Yes, you can inspire them with constructive criticism, but you could inspire them even more with positivity. And that's what these types of training calls do, and they plug you in. That final component, my friends, is the T. That says, what is it? That T stands for transcendence. That's a huge word that actually means that we're doing something that no one else did before in our families. You think of every rags to riches story that you've ever read about or seen, and it's someone that came from humble beginnings and then they were transcending and did something phenomenal. I mean, it is amazing that we've got the opportunity in business to become transcendent. That means that we're doing something that generations will talk about long after we're gone. Listen, everybody today, if we hit the lottery, that makes everyone rich. They've got all the money in the world, but that's not transcendent. That's simply doing something that you got lucky, and because of that, that's great, but nobody can follow that pattern. When you transcend, you cross a bridge that everybody else is now able to follow. When explorers like Benjamin Franklin and Magellan and all those guys begin to explore this continent that we've got, and they started saying, hey, what do we do? How do we get there? Well, those types of things, Christopher Columbus is who I meant, not Benjamin Franklin, they blaze a trail for other people to follow. And when you blaze a trail that other people follow, that's what's called transcending. And the reason that you've decided to embark on an entrepreneurial journey is because you wanted to transcend. You wanted to cross a bridge that your family members can then cross, that those you love can then look at and say, Dad, Mom, Sis, Big Brother has shown me a pattern of how I can become financially free, how I can become emotionally free, how I can then stop thinking about the pills in my life and start focusing on the fruit. My friends and neighbors, we've got opportunities with every single time we wake up in the morning, and that opportunity is to say, I'm going to be a transcender. Yes, we can be transcendent in the standpoint that we can do things that the rest of our family talks about for years and years to come. So I challenge you, all the leaders on this call who I have so much respect for, and for this organization that I've got so much respect for, I want you to know that it's important to do two things. One, to forsake that pill mentality and to squash it every chance you get. Pills only belong in the trash. They can't be helped. They can't help us at all. And embrace the fruit mentality. Talk to individuals that you come in contact with about the joys of freedom, building relationships, understanding, inspiration, and being able to transcend, do something that's never been done before. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. I hope this training was beneficial, and I look forward to talking to you on next week. Have a good day.